A slave says there's a person who is the legal property of another. And I can agree to that. I mean, our bodies do belong to the Lord, do they not? Hath he not purchased them? Yes, he has. But I don't agree with the second part right here. Well, I do agree that this is what a slave is, but it's not, you know, what is referring to us as far as what we are to God. It says this, a slave is a person who is the legal property of another and is forced to obey them. That is what a slave is. Somebody who's forced to do something, forced to labor. Now, God does not force us. Versus a servant, this is what it says in regards to a servant. And I just Googled it. So if you Google servant, you may find this exact same definition. I just cut and pasted it. But this is what it says. It says a servant is a devoted and helpful follower or supporter. Now, that's the difference. One is forced. The other one is not. One is forced, the other one does it because he wants to. And as Christians, we are children of God. We are not his slaves. Right. Not only that, we are his friends if you do those things which he commanded. You know, so we should be friends of God. We are children of God, but we are not his slaves. He does not force us to serve him. But another big difference between a slave and a servant is that a slave doesn't get wages at all. Versus a servant, he will get wages because he's working. That's what he's doing. Volunteer work, or he's working to earn, and he earns wages. But in regards to our service towards God, it's not a slave type service. It's a willful service. At least that's what God wants. Let me give you a few verses. Ephesians 6:6. Not with eye service as man pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God by force. No, if you know that verse, it says this, from the heart, wanting to do it. Look at this. Luke 14:26. If any man come to me, we were just talking about this. If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and his brethren and his sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Now, does it say we believe on God is going to force us to be his disciples? God's saying, look, if you don't want to forsake all, you can't be my disciple. You can't follow me. And it even says it again in Luke 14:33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. So it doesn't come automatic. It's not this covenantistic type of thinking where it says that God is controlling all of us like robots. He's forcing us to everything. He forces this guy to commit adultery. He forces this guy to commit fornication. He forces this guy to steal. He forces this guy to molest. God is just behind everything. He's forcing people to do what he wants, when he wants, however he wants. That's not true at all. Right. You know, we are not his slaves, just so you know. Now, every single Bible version that I read, the NLT, the NIV, and the other ones, they still have servant in there, but this group of individuals want to add the word slave, hoping that they don't read the other versions, or at least the King James. Because if you just take this one, it doesn't sound cool to be a slave. You're like, man, I got a slave for God? That doesn't sound cool at all. See, God doesn't force us to do anything. And in fact, sometimes we seem to be begged by God to do things through his prophets. I'll give you an example. 1 Peter 2:11 says this, dearly beloved, I beseech, what is that? I beg. It's like saying, I'm begging you guys, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul.